When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Ah, can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Rich says, it sounds like to me this dude, Mark Zeno,
I'm a dude,
is a Kirk Cousins apologist. Sounds to me as if, though, he doesn't believe that Pinnock should be playing. Am I wrong? And I'm going to say it with my chest. He's asking me. Listen, Rich, I don't know. I don't know if he's an apologist. What I do know is it looked better yesterday.
It couldn't have looked worse.
It looked better.
I mean, can you objectively agree with that, that it was really hard for it to look worse?
We didn't know how it would look.
Well, that's true. That's
Everybody assumes that you just put the next guy in and you roll. Guys, it doesn't happen like that. What are you talking about? You didn't know. I didn't know. We didn't know how it would look. The kid could have got in there.
Pinnock.
And been nervous. He could have thrown an early pick. Hell, we didn't know. He didn't. He looked really good. Let's give him props on that and say, hey, it looked better yesterday. That is what I know. How far this team can go with Michael Pinnock on the center, that I do not know, because I don't know if they're going to take the reins off of him allow him to throw the football down the field and maybe have to throw it 35 or 40 times in one of these games. I don't know if that's going to happen.
Again, with the playoffs on the line and everything else and the margin for error is slim, I don't know how wise that is. We don't know. I mean, you know, it could be dangerous. It could be beneficial. Who knows? But Richie keeps hitting me back. Guys, I let me be clear. And you heard me say this before. You cannot defend Kirk Cousins' play. It's indefensible. There's nothing to say. It was bad. It was bad, and something had to give.
Sure.
There's no other way around it. But the question of what did Pinnock do versus how do I feel better about the team in the short term and the long term are two different questions. And they have two different answers. I feel great about Pinnock. I didn't expect any less than what I saw from Pinnock yesterday. He was going to be in command. He wasn't going to make mistakes, right? He's a smart, heady football player. He's got a great, you know, composure about himself. We saw that in college. So I didn't think there was any reason to believe anything was going to be all that crazy, you know, wild. And you knew that they were going to lean heavily on Bijan. You knew that they weren't going to ask him to take too many chances down the field, right? Like, these were things that you knew. Pinnock lived up to the billing and did what was expected of him, got the team to win. Does it have to be any fancier than that?
404-726-0929. What do you guys think? And by the way, we're going to open up the phone line so you can hit us up, okay? Because I do want to talk to you, and I do want to know how you feel. Because, listen, we've all gone and been on this roller coaster over the last few weeks. This is what you wanted. Many of you wanted to see this. My partner wanted to see this. He's been calling for it, right? But he also said that we shouldn't have drafted him, which is the irony in this whole situation.
He and I actually agree on that.
Well, here's the irony in that. You say that until we got into this situation. If we didn't have a plan, everybody would have been complaining about where. No, it's not any bait. It's the truth.
Not doing it.
Where you would have gone if Cousins struggled like this, I don't know who the backup would have been, but you guys would have been complaining about the fact that, well, they should have drafted a quarterback. Those same people now are saying, I'm so glad we got Pinnock. So you can't have it both ways.
No, you can't have it both ways.
You can't have it both ways.
You can't. Process over results for me, though. I thought the offseason was a flawed process.
Explain.
I would have had no problem with this team drafting Michael Pinnock 8th overall had they not signed Kirk Cousins. None. Zero. It would have been a smart move and gone all in. But you can't sit here and sell me on the plan was for Michael Pinnock to play this year, because they told you it wasn't the plan. They flat out said it was not the plan for him to play. He was not supposed to see the field this year. And probably next year either, for that matter. Because if things had gone well the way they were supposed to, if the Kirk Cousins of the last 6 years in Minnesota had showed up, Michael Penix doesn't see the field. The plan wasn't, well, just in case Kirk Cousins goes in the tank, we have this young quarterback. That was never part of the plan. The plan was Green Bay Packers, right? The plan was Kansas City. That's what they told us.
Was that, well, timeout.
No. They actually referenced the Green Bay Packers in the offseason.
No, they've said
which made
teams.
Aaron Rodgers wait 3 years,
they've said
which made
teams.
Jordan Love wait 3 years.
Well, they were trying to explain.
They literally said the term Green Bay. That was the plan.
They were trying to explain to people who were having a hard time with
it. It was a flawed process.
That there are other teams, including the Kansas City Chiefs, okay? There are various teams who have done this process of drafting a quarterback and getting him ready for some point in the future for him to take over. That was that discussion. They weren't saying we are them,
no,
and therefore we're going to do it like that.
But they were modeling the decision after what the other organizations had did.
But let me ask you this. This is sports. Things change.
Of course.
And when they do, you have to adjust. You cannot, and I said this last week, you cannot not be flexible and be a hard head, okay, or a hard ass.
Sure, with new information, you have to adjust.
That's what they did, Zeno.
Sure.
And I'm fine with it.
Like, I am too.
The idea that they weren't going to play the kid he shouldn't have played is ridiculous. Things change. The guy you counted on completely choked this thing away for you, and then you said, well, the new information is we got to get something else out of this quarterback position, and therefore we're going to insert him sooner than we want to. I have no issues with that.
No.
The point is, though, you had an option, and many of you didn't even want that option to begin with. Now you're glad you have it.
Okay. I'm not certainly not changing my stance on I thought drafting Penix after signing Cousins was a mistake. I had no problem with you drafting Penix overall. I'm not changing my opinion on that. But, where am I on Mondays when I'm not sitting across from you?
You're asking coach questions.
Yeah, I'm there every Monday. I talk to coach every week. So, you know.
So do we.
So I have to drive an hour to get there. You don't. There's a big difference.
So do we. No, we're there every week, face to face.
Oh, are you?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Yes. So
I'm
yes.
not in the know on anything. I say all this to say just the point is that, like, you know, at no point did I ever say Kirk Cousins should remain the starter. And I never said that. And I've been there for the last month and they've been fielding questions on. And this is the exact scenario that I said was going to happen in the offseason. The minute Kirk Cousins has three bad games, you're going to hear questions about the guy you just paid $180 million to.
Six bad weeks.
By the way, Carl, now.
So the point simply is.
Hold on, Turtle. I can't hear you, Turtle. Sorry. Turtle was trying to.
Are you going on? I didn't know if that was in the ear or not.
Go ahead. What's up?
I said, by the way, now we know how.
Your mic. Hold on, Turtle. We want people to hear you. You jumped in, but I want people to hear you. Your mic's kind of.
Get a different piece of equipment there.
But you said if he had three bad weeks.
You were going to field these questions all season long.
Yeah.
But weren't
they fielding them early? Like, I got to be honest with you, and this is the point that I'm getting to about us being up there. I'm not putting that in your face.
I'm simply saying,
Mike said to me 5 weeks ago, I'm going to ask him about Cousins and potentially playing Penix. And what we did was, we said, Coach, is there a package or something you guys are going to put Penix in, maybe getting some playing time? And Coach said, no, listen, Penix is a pocket passer. We have no packages for him. He's not going to come in and run RPO. That's not the plan. We're going to play Kirk. And Coach said to us, he deserves, and I think he said this to you, deserves an opportunity to work his way out of this box, right? To work his way out of this rut.
Sure.
And so they continued to play him. But in the process, every week, as we were losing.
It didn't get better.
No, and we kept saying, Coach, any plans to put Penix in? Nope. So then things changed. He got to a point where he couldn't deny what was happening anymore, and then we get this change. What I'm telling you is, yesterday was good.
Yes.
It could have been completely opposite. And we could be here today going, holy crap. We got a vet who's struggling, and we got a kid that we expected to be really good who didn't play worth a damn. That's not the conversation today.
Okay. I mean, can we be objective for a second? And
I'm always objective.
And just take yesterday and his performance and not try and extrapolate it out to the next 2 weeks or the next year or the next 5 years of his career. It's a little early to start saying anything definitive. Is that fair?
That's fair. I don't think you can.
Let's not start with the grand. We found our guy. We got our guy. You know, the plan worked out. We don't know any of that yet. You just don't. You'll get a little bit of a taste when you get a step up in class next week.
Yeah.
Against a more legitimate opponent, one that actually has an offense that, you know, can find the thing called the end zone. So things are going to be a little bit different. That doesn't mean Penix is going to play bad. It just means that it's too early to say anything definitive about Michael Penix. Let's take it 1 week at a time, one game at a time, and as it stands right now, you're going to be starting a rookie quarterback in the playoffs.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Left 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
This is true.
Right? I mean, it's not going to be the only one. Jaden Daniels is going to start a game.
Right. Okay. But he's been playing all season.
Bo Nix is going to start a game in the playoffs. But these guys have been playing, you know. And we don't even need to have the discussion right now, because I don't think there's any real point in having it about Kirk Cousins and what the future is and where it goes. It's, you have all offseason to dissect that. You really do. I mean, could the Falcons still miss the playoffs? Yes. I don't want them to. I don't think they will. But the point simply is like, let's just take this 1 week at a time right now and figure out where things are. I don't think we need to have all the answers to every single question at this point.
That I agree with. And that is why I want to focus on yesterday. And yesterday was good. It was a good start for what we hope is a long and prosperous career for a franchise quarterback that you picked early in the draft and had high expectations for. So, you know, for Matt Ryan, guys, we said this last week. When Matt throws his first pass and throws a touchdown, right? His first pass ever as a Falcon.
Michael Jenkins?
Correct. Everybody's like, we got one. Everybody's not that fortunate to have a first pass thrown for a touchdown. But a performance, what Penix did yesterday in being on time, finding, you know, Darnell Mooney, who all of a sudden had disappeared and yesterday led the Falcons with 82 yards. Getting guys, and it wasn't one, he wasn't locked in on one guy. He was moving the ball and doing what they asked him to do. But I also thought the ball came out on time. Zeno, that is what we've been missing from Kirk.
Yeah.
He was debating in his own head about whether or not he should be releasing the ball. And yesterday, Penix was like, 1, 2, 3, out. And that's all we've been wanting to see. So if he is going to be able to do those things, be efficient, not turn it over. And again, the turnover was not his yesterday. I'm not even, that shouldn't even be on his stat sheet. It hit him right in the hands and Pitts fumbled the damn thing. But I think that's what you're going to need. And if you're just saying, are we good enough to win in the playoffs with that kind of quarterback play? I don't know.
I'm Anna Garcia with True Crime News, the podcast. Every crime tells a story. Every story demands justice. True Crime News, the podcast, covers breaking crimes, investigating high-profile and under-the-radar cases. Every week, we dive beyond the headlines, exploring the effects of violent crimes on victims and search for justice. We hope you join us as your weekly source for true crime news. Listen to and follow True Crime News, the podcast, on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.